Om Shri Sai Ram, offering our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to all of you, we welcome you all to the evening celebration of the Onam Day at Prashanti Nilayam. This evening, we have a very reputed speaker from the state of Kerala, Advocate K.N.A. Khadar. Shri Khadar entered the field of politics as the General Secretary of All India Student Federation. He later became the District Secretary of Communist Party of India and was also the office bearer for trade unions. He was a member of Legislative Assembly in 1991, 2001 to 2006, and from 2011 to 2016. He is also a prolific writer and has published several books on societal reforms. He is a member of several governmental and non-governmental bodies. Currently, he is serving as the Secretary of Indian Union Muslim League, Mallapuram District, Kerala. Please welcome Shri K.N.A. Khadar, who will be speaking to us on the significance of Onam Day, Bhagwan's teachings and its impact, and overall the world peace. Please welcome Shri K.N.A. Khadar. Sai Ram.
സഹനാവവതു സഹനൗഭുനക്തു സഹവീര്യം കരവാവഹൈ തേജസ്വിനാവതീതമസ്തു മാ വിദിഷാവഹൈ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഹ. ഓം ശ്രീ സൈറാം. മേ ദ ഡിവൈൻ പ്രൊട്ടക്ടസ്. May the divine care for us. Together may we strive. May our knowledge be brilliant. May we hold no envy. First of all, let me express my gratitude to all, especially the Kerala contingent of Sai Seva Sangam, for conferring on me this distinction to speak a few words in the auspicious occasion of Onam festival at Puttaparthi. Onam is a festival of harvest. Harvest means it is not only the festival of harvesting paddy, wheat or vegetables or likewise. But Onam is a festival of harvest of all good deeds, equality, peace, unity, social justice, etc. And today, being Onam, this day is commemorated. To receive, this grand reception is arranged to receive the revisit of a king, Mahabali. This day is otherwise also important in Kerala and India, in the world. All the Muslims of the world are having a festival of Bakrid. So, this time Onam and Bakrid came together. Mahabali plus Perunal. So, we are having a Mahabali Perunal this time. Actually, Onam is the memory of good governance. Good governance. It is more than religious, it is actually a political thing. Good governance. This Mahabali is respected and received because we know that it was not because he is having some warships or planes or nuclear bombs or missiles or a powerful wealthy king. No. His total wealth was truth. His missile was truth. The most powerful weapon ever humankind had. That is what is truth. We all know that Baba Swami was the incarnation of love. He believed and propagated the unity of humankind. Baba was the incarnation of God. Mahabali was the implementer of love. Baba was the incarnation of love and Mahabali was the implementer of love. By bringing this festival to Puttaparthi, what we have done? The implementer of love has been brought before the incarnation of love. So both are joined together. So think of that, how fortunate we are. I am also brought here by Swami. How much love he had to us. That is the reason we met from here. Today, we know that the world is fighting, world is going mad. We are fighting each other in the name of religion, caste, creed, color, wealth, and even for water. We are fighting each other. So there is no peace upon this earth. The world is a total, it's a really a totality. That is, the diversity is the beauty of the world. That is not a division. Diversity is the beauty of the world. We have seen red flowers blossom on green tree. Why a green flower is not blossoming on a green tree? That is not the beauty. Nature knows it. Just like that, we are having so many names for God. We are having so many religion, so many prophets, so many incarnations. As per the Quranic version, 125,000 prophets were sent to the people by God. 125,000. Out of that, 25 names are only mentioned in the Quran. What happened to others? We don't know who are the incarnations, who are the prophets. We Muslims know only 25 people. So we cannot deny others. We have to accept all Vedas, all texts of the religions, all prophets, all incarnations. Only such a man can become a real Muslim is the content and essence of Quran. That is the reason why I am here. See, in this world, we are fighting again and again, but diversity in unity in diversity is the propagated theme or the religion communicated by Baba. Baba found the whole humanity as one. Baba taught us that the whole humanity is one. What happened to Mahabali? Manushar ellarum onnu pole. He, the ruler of Kerala, Mahabali, he found all the Keralites one. Baba taught the whole humanity is one. A king who believed all the citizens are one is brought before an incarnation who found and propagated the whole humanity is one. Such a wonderful day is today. So we are very happy to be here during these days. You see, today, even though there are so many religions and so many differences in the human kind, in the world, but no religious textbooks are responsible for this fighting or this war. We the people, in the history of the people, we can see that within 5,000 years, we fought 3,000 wars. Even today, war is going on. Even though it is not named, war is going on even today. For what? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Ahankar. Hence, Swami told, don't try to become a hero. Remain as a zero. That was the teaching of Baba. Wonderful. So, being a politician, I was trying to be a hero until today. And today onwards, I am remaining as a zero when I return from here. But zero is a powerful one. Zero is very powerful. It makes infinity, numberless, countless. So, aham, ego, that has to go. Being a member of the Legislative Assembly, I have been to Amritsar. Then I was just seeing all the important places in that temple, Golden Temple. Along with me, as a guide, the son of the Pujari was there, Harminder Singh. When a place reached where people are praying and putting their head down, I stand still there, with the reluctance to enter there. I asked the boy, Harminder Singh, can I enter there? Harminder asked me, why? I told, I am a Muslim. Then he just looked into my face and told that, Kadar Sahib, ye temple jitna hamara hai, utna aapka hi hai. That is what is India. That is what is India. Everybody has to say that a temple, a mosque, a church, a place, jitna hamara hai, utna aapka hi hai. Such is a wonderful nation. We are always talking about secularism and the unity of the people. You see, people are secular where we are transplanting kidney, transplanting eyes, liver, heart, etc. Then nobody will think whether the heart I got is a Muslim heart, a Christian kidney, a Hindu eye. Nobody is bothered about that. There everybody is very secular. After getting the thing, we are again starting fighting. For what? So we are one, we are together, naturally we are one, one and the same. This day, nowadays, you know, technology has been advanced. Nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, pilotless plane is flying, everything is there. Educational development, financial development, science, scientific development, everything has taken place. But the nature, truth has not changed. Peace has not changed. Values has not changed. The nature has not changed. You see, for the birth of a child, human child, it has to remain in the womb of the mother for 280 days. Even today, 5,000 years back, in future also. Why there is no speed for nature? That is the way of God. God's ways are there, no change for that. God's ways are not at all changing. That is there, that process is there. So we have to do some duties. We are born free. കൂടെയല്ല ജനിക്കുന്ന നേരത്തും കൂടെയല്ല മരിക്കുന്ന നേരത്തും മധ്യേ ഇങ്ങനെ കാണുന്ന നേരത്ത് മത്സരിക്കുന്നത് എന്തിന് നാം വൃഥ. യു ആർ ബോൺ അലോൺ, ഡൈ അലോൺ, ദെൻ വൈ യു ഫൈറ്റ് ഈച്ച് അദർ? ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് എ ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ആസ്ക്ഡ് ബൈ പൂന്താനം, എ വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് പോയറ്റ് ഇൻ കേരള. യു സീ, സോ ഈവൻ വി ഹാവ് ബോൺ ഫ്രീ, but human and the natural things, everything has to, every creation has to complete a duty. That is the purpose of God. First of all, we must know, who am I, for what I was born, what is my life? I don't know how, why I came to the earth, not due to my desire or intention. I happen to be born. We are so fortunate upon this earth for this birth itself. We must be thankful to the God, because this is a beautiful earth. Sunrise, sunset, stars, flowers, everybody is doing, every creation is doing their duty. Why the trees are flowering? Why the river is flowing? Why the sun is shining? For whom? In the forest, dark forest, dense forest, flower is spreading fragments, fragrance. Sweet fruits are there. For whom it is created? So also human also have some duties. മറ്റുള്ളവർക്കായി സ്വയം കത്തി എരിയുന്ന സുസ്നേഹമൂർത്തിയാം സൂര്യ, വറ്റാത്ത നിറമാർന്ന നിൻ തത്തദീപ്തമാം അക്ഷയപാത്രത്തിൽ നിന്നുറന്നൊഴുകുന്ന ഒരിത്തിരി ചുടുപാൽ വെളിച്ചം കുടിച്ച് ഇവിടെ ഈ ചെറിയ വട്ടത്തിൽ കൊച്ചു ഭൂമിയിൽ ജീവന്റെ ഉന്മത്ത നൃത്തം. സൺ ഈസ് ഷൈനിങ് ഫോർ അതേഴ്സ്, ട്രീ ഈസ് ഫ്ലവറിംഗ് ഫോർ അതേഴ്സ്, റിവർ ഈസ് ഫ്ലോയിങ് ഫോർ അതേഴ്സ്. സോ വൈ ഷുഡ് വി ലിവ് ഫോർ ഹും? ഫോർ ഈച്ച് അതർ, ഫോർ ദി നാച്ചുർ. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ റീസൺ വൈ വി വർ ബോൺ. സോ വി ഹാവ് ടു കംപ്ലൈ വിത്ത് the direction, the purpose of the creator has done. Swami has done one thing. He made a bridge between the creator and creation. He made a bridge in between the creator and creation. Some people are thinking that the creator, God has done his duty and created, now he is taking rest. No. God is not only a creator, it is creativity. God is not a creator, it is creativity. Always it is going on. Continuous creation is going on. So creator and creation must have an understanding, or there must be a bridge in between them. When the creator is one, creations are equal. The equality of the human being starts when the creator is one. So God is one. With the different names in every, so now I was just chanting that Om Auma. Om. Muslims Ameen, Christians Amen, Alhamdulillah, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is the is having all kinds of qualifications fully. Jesus Christ told, Devam Salguna Sambornanan. All gunas are there to God. He told that Shatrukale Snehipin, you love the enemies. Ubadravikinavare Kuvendi Prathipin. എന്തെന്നാൽ സ്വർഗസ്ഥനായ നമ്മുടെ പിതാവ് നീതിമാന്മാരുടെ മേലും നീതികെട്ടവരുടെ മേലും തന്റെ സൂര്യനെ ഉദിപ്പിക്കുകയും നല്ലവരുടെ മേലും ചീത്തവരുടെ മേലും മഴ വർഷിപ്പിക്കുകയും ചെയ്യുന്നുവല്ലോ. ബിക്കോസ് ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ഹാവിംഗ് ഓൾ ദി ക്വാളിറ്റീസ്. ഓം പൂർണമദ പൂർണമിതം പൂർണാത് പൂർണമുദച്യതേ പൂർണസ്യ പൂർണമാതായ പൂർണമേവ വസിഷ്യതേ. എവരി പാർട്ട് ഈസ് എ ഹോൾ. You can see, when you come to Puttaparthi, you can see the whole world as a whole. Not within the frameworks of a window, but the whole world can be seen from here. Where oneness is a principle, you can see such things. So in such a wonderful world we are living, and our life is very short. I am going to conclude. Our life is very short. In Kerala, we are having average 70 years life. Year I don't know. But what do you mean by 70 years? 25,567 days. Out of that, 8,500 days you are sleeping. Not only you, I am also sleeping. Other 8,000 days you are doing some other preliminary things. You are taking, eating food, taking bath, dressing, everything. You will lose another 8,000 days. What is remaining? 8,000. In the balanced days, we have to fight each other. We have to put bombs. We have to attack. We have to criticize. We have to conduct bans, hartals. Everything has to be done within this small time, few days. So whether we should destroy a beautiful life, that is a question to be asked. So religion is not a question of thinking. Religion is a question of living. Not a question of thinking. Religion is not a philosophical enterprise. So it is a question of living. We live and show others. You start loving now itself. We have no past, no future. If you want to love, if you want to obey the Swami, you have to start it now itself. No postponement is possible. Such a shortest is our life. So I am submitting these few words at the lotus feet of Swami, and I am departing from you, concluding my speech. Om Jai Shri Ram.
Thank you, sir, for sharing with us your words of wisdom. We'll now have the prize distribution ceremony, where the Sri Satya Sai gold medals will be given to the winners of the essay competition. The Sri Satya Sai essay competition began in the year 2003 with the motive of inspiring young minds to cultivate an all-embracing attitude and developing leadership qualities with devotion in heart. This year, 33,000 students from over 1,100 institutions from the state of Kerala have participated in this essay competition. As a part of this program, the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, state of Kerala, have taken three initiatives which has been implemented successfully over the last decade. The first, value-based education in schools. Second, the Satya Sai parenting values for the parents, where they're given regular counseling. And the third, education in the human values for the teachers. Because of these three initiatives, which goes hand in hand, the perception of the children towards life, the quality of their thinking process have improved significantly over the years, which is reflected in these essays. The judges had a real tough time in selecting the winners. With Bhagwan's blessings, we'll now give away the prizes to the winners.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Placing myself at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Bhagwan, on behalf of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization Kerala, on behalf of Sri Satya Sai Trust Kerala, now I request revered Ratnagar sir, member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to award Sri Satya Sai gold medals to the winners. Jai Sai Ram.
The essay competition was held at three levels. At the high school level, where the participating students were from standard 8 to 10, the topic for the essay was Love is the Most Powerful Weapon. And the winner is Kumari Hafnasi, a 10th class student from GVHSS School, Malappuram District, Kerala. Kumari Hafna. At the intermediate level from higher secondary school section, the topic was Preserving the Nature for Future Generation. And the winner is Kumari Adarsha R, a 12th standard student from AVHSS School, Malappuram District. Kumari Adarsha. Finally, at the college level, the topic for the essay competition was Role of Youth in National Reconstruction. And the winner is Kumari Shaija SS, a B.Ed. student from KUCTE, Kollam District. Kumari Shaija. Thank you, sir. We now call upon the winners to come over to the dais and share their thoughts in the order of their name mentioned. First, we call upon Kumari Hafna. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Sai Ram to all. Respected elders and brothers and sisters. First of all, I honor the chief guest and all the dignitaries in the dais. I am Hafna. I am from Makkaraparamba in Malappuram district, Kerala. I am coming here for first time. So I enjoyed the beauty of ashram. Today I am very happy to receive the prize from this beautiful place. I never expected that I would get the first prize in the state level. Anyhow, I tried my level best and by grace of God only I got this success. I usually read a lot in the night hours silently. My subject for essay competition is Love is the most powerful weapon. Sneham etum shakti ulayudam. What is love? Swami says about love. Love means, L means light from the God. Devate tiricharyuga. O means oneness with God. Devavumayi inangi cheruga. V means vision of goodwill. Nanma cheyanulla kaalchapadu. E means energy divine. നമ്മളിലുള്ള ഊർജം നമ്മുടേതല്ല, അത് ദൈവത്തിന്റെയാണെന്ന് തിരിച്ചറിയുക. സ്നേഹം എന്നതിന് നാം നിർവചനം കൊടുക്കേണ്ടത് പ്രേമം എന്നാണ്. സാക്ഷാൽ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രേമസ്വരൂപനാണ്. പ്രേമം ഓരോ മനുഷ്യന്റെയും ഉള്ളിൽ നിന്നും ഉയർത്തെഴുന്നേൽക്കുന്ന ഒരു വികാരമാണ്. പ്രേമത്തിന് വിവിധ തലങ്ങളുണ്ട്. പ്രശസ്ത കവി കുമാരനാശാൻ സ്നേഹമാണ് അഖിലസാരം മൂഴിയിൽ എന്ന് വിവരിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്. നിരവധി മതങ്ങളിലും ഗ്രന്ഥങ്ങളിലും കവിതകളിലും പ്രേമത്തെക്കുറിച്ച് വിവരിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ട്. എല്ലാവരെയും പ്രേമിക്കണം, ചെറിയ പുല്ലാമ്പിനെ പോലും. പ്രേമമില്ലാത്തവൻ സമൂഹത്തിൽ സംസ്കാരമില്ലാത്തവനെ പോലെയാണ്. അതിനാൽ നമ്മുടെ ഉള്ളിൽ സ്നേഹത്തെ പടുത്തുയർത്തൽ അത്യാവശ്യമാണ്. അതിനായി മറ്റുള്ളവർക്ക് പരസ്പര സഹായം നൽകി സ്നേഹം പ്രകടമാക്കുക എന്നതാണ് നാം സ്വീകരിക്കേണ്ട കർത്തവ്യം. ഐ ലൈക്ക് വെരി മച്ച് ദിസ് സബ്ജക്ട് സോ ദാറ്റ് ഐ കുഡ് റൈറ്റ് വെൽ ആൻഡ് ഐ ലേൺ മോർ ഇൻഫർമേഷൻ അബൌട്ട് ലവ് ഫ്രം ഇൻസിഡൻസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹാപ്പൺ എമംഗ് ദ പീപ്പിൾ ഡെയിലി. സ്വാമി സേയിങ് ഈസ് ലവ് ഓൾ, സെർവ് ഓൾ, ഹെൽപ് അവർ, ഹേർട്ട് നെവർ. I got the first prize with good practice. Swami says that practice alone makes a man perfect. Then Swami says, we want to watch 5 things. Watch to words, watch to actions, watch to thoughts, watch to character and watch to hearts. Through this, we got to love all. So I learned more information about Swami through this journey. Swami led a life like an union. Through this competition, I realized that we will have a turning point. We want to fulfill the aim with good practice, like saying APJ Abdul Kalam sir. Dream, dream, dream. Dreams transform into thoughts and thoughts result in action. Then through this, I got more confidence and courage. So I am very much thankful to all for honoring me in the place of Lord Satya Sai Baba's ashram on this Onam festival. Wish you a happy Onam to all. Thank you so much. Jai Sai Ram.
ശ്രീ സായിറാം. ഫസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ഐ എം വിഷിംഗ് എ വെരി ഹാപ്പി ഓണം ടു ഓൾ ഓഫ് യു ആൻഡ് ഐ എം താങ്കിങ് ഓൾ ഓഫ് യു ഫോർ ഗിവിംഗ് മീ സച്ച് എ പ്രൈസ് ആൻഡ് ഗിവിംഗ് മീ എ ചാൻസ് ടു സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഹിയർ ബിഫോർ ഓൾ ഓഫ് യു. വെൻ ഐ കെയിം ടു ദിസ് പ്ലേസ് ദീസ് ലൈൻസ് കെയിം ടു മൈ മൈൻഡ് ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക്ക് ശ്രീ കെ എൻ എ ഗാഥ സാസ് സെഡ്, മറ്റുള്ളവർക്കായി സ്വയം കത്തിയിരിയുന്ന സുസ്നേഹമൂർത്തിയാം സൂര്യ. ദീസ് ആർ ദ ലൈൻസ് ബൈ അവർ ഫേവറേറ്റ് പോയറ്റ് ശ്രീ ഒ എൻ വി കുറുപ്പ്. In one way or another, we all are burning ourselves for the sake of others. So, the sun or the candles of goodness and virtue, wishing a very warm good evening to all of you. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, myself Adarsha from Ponnani of Kerala. I am studying 12th standard in Achyutavarya High Secondary School in Ponnani. Ponnani is a coastal village, but actually it is a cultural village. Most of the writers in Malayalam lived in Ponnani, like Idacheri, Urup, C. Radhakrishnan and the Jnanapeeda winner M.T. Vasudevan Nayar. Reading is one of my good habits and it is not a hobby for me but a serious thing. My reading is my asset and it gives me strength and courage. I am now standing here as a winner in the essay competition. My reading gave me the ideas to supply in this essay. My topic was preserve the earth for the next generation. The earth is actually not ours. We borrowed from the previous generation for the next generation. So we have to preserve it and return this vehicle with a full petrol tank. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the embodiment of goodness, have attracted me very much. Baba's ideas are unique. Last year, I got second prize in this essay competition and I got this book, Sai Baba, Anushridhayilekulla Divya Padham. The ideas in that book also helped me for this essay. Just like Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel Prize winner, said, I also believe in that idea that a teacher, a classroom, a book, a chalk and a student can change this world. I have many teachers in my life and Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is one of them. Now I am concluding my words. I think I should quote Ralph Waldo Emerson's lines here. To leave the world a little better, to know that even one life has breathed because you have lived, that is the meaning of life, education and culture. And these were the idea of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba also. Thank you and Jai Sai Ram. Saira, my humble pranams to Swami. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, I am thankful to God and Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for giving me this auspicious opportunity. I am Shaija SS, coming from Anchal, Kollam district of Kerala. I am a B.Ed. student. My topic for essay competition was role of youth nation building. Youth is a golden period in a man's life because the energy is maximum during this age. They can reach up to any height if they will so. In the most appropriate manner, the energy has to be channelized. Bhagavan Baba gives very high importance to youth. Youth is the backbone of a nation. India's population is going to become 40% youth in another 10 years. And Bhagavan told, India will become the engine of the world as a train. Swami Vivekananda told, give me 10 youth, I will make Bharat as Ramarajya. The importance of role of an individual in nation building can be understood from the following famous quotation of Bhagavan Baba. When there is righteous in the heart, there is beauty in character. When there is beauty in character, there is harmony in home. When there is harmony in home, there is order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there is peace in the world. Hence, inculcating good character must be the passion of the youth. Here also, Baba says, end of education is character. In Malayalam, Vekti Shandiyana Vishu Shandike Adisthanam. Enna Satyam Sakshat Karikugiyana Yuvatthutinde Lakshyam. ഭാരതം എന്ന പേർ കേട്ടാൽ അഭിമാനപൂരിതമാകണം അന്തരംഗം, കേരളമെന്നു കേട്ടാലോ തിളയ്ക്കണം ചോര നമുക്ക് ഞരമ്പുകളിൽ. ഐ ഹിയർ ബൈ പ്ലെഡ്ജ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ വിൽ ബി എ മോഡൽ യൂത്ത് ഫോർ അവർ നേഷൻ. വൺസ് അഗൈൻ താങ്ക്സ് ടു ഓൾ. ജയ് സായിറാം.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Beloved Swami, with utmost love, with utmost happiness, and with utmost gratitude, Bhagwan, I place myself at thy divine lotus feet. Revered elders, sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to one and all. A very happy, holy Onam greetings to all my sisters and brothers. Swami has mentioned once, Ganges is holy everywhere. But in some places, Ganges is more holier where temples are there. With Bhagwan, all the days are holy. Bhagwan, these 6 days were the holiest as far as we are concerned, Swami. Read somewhere a beautiful message. Good days should have What a wonderful it will be. Good days have a pause button. Bad days having a fast forward button. Worst days having a stop button. I was just imagining, if there is a pause button for these 6 days, how beautiful it would be. Now we are having a little pain in our heart, all of us, that Onam functions are going to be concluded today. Once again it is proved that Swami alone is the doer. Bhagwan alone is doing everything and giving the credit to all of us. By seeing the long queue before the South Indian canteen, we were wondering whether the food will be sufficient, because we have prepared only for 10,000. And by 2 o'clock we got the information that more than 12,500 have already taken the food. But a few minutes after, we got the information that enough food materials are still in the store, in the kitchen, which again proves that Bhagwan alone is the doer and giving all the credit to us. Today, after the morning function, when food was served for these thousands of brothers and sisters, it came to my mind a simple thought. Swami, how all this became possible? It exceeded all our expectations in all respects. Then immediately I got a thought. When mother is physically away, she will be having more thoughts about the child. When our beloved Bhagwan is physically away, as all of us know, Swami is taking more care in the life of each and every one of us. And that is the only reason why everything has exceeded our expectation. And how we became deserving for that? Only because of the dedicated efforts taken by my beloved brothers and sisters who are sitting before Bhagwan day and night, both in Kerala as well as in Prashant Nilayam, made all of us, Kerala organization, deserving for this grace of Swami. I'm extremely happy to report that, place before Bhagwan, Swami, with thy grace, Satya Sai mission in Kerala is ever growing, Swami, reaching each and every person and reaching every corner of Kerala. The best example is essay competition conducted recently. 2015, we had only 22,000 students who took part in the essay competition. Within 1 year, 2016, it has become 33,000. Similarly, in this way, the entire activities of the Sai organization, with Swami's grace and the dedicated efforts of the Sai Sevaks in Kerala, is ever widening. I will give one example. Recently, there was a function in one of the districts in Kerala. The chief guest was a minister of the present current LDF government belonging to Communist Party of India. He was urging Satya Sai Seva organization to take up a project, a government project where we will be involved, not financially, but service. Then so many people were sitting there. The minister belonging to the Communist Party said, I am entrusting this to Satya Sai Seva organization because I know very well that they will do it very sincerely and they will reach the purpose. Another example how the Satya Sai Seva organization is growing in Kerala. In 2015, in one district alone, we had parental session, student session, teacher session, covering 25,000 participants in one district alone. Only one thing is needed. This is proved and again in our life. We should be ready. If we are ready, Everything will be done by Swami. A common example usually comes to my mind. I'm staying in Alwa, and the road leads to Alwa Shiva Temple, Shivaratri Manapuram VC. On the Shivaratri day, lakhs and lakhs devotees will come to Alwa Shivaratri Shiva Temple. You just stand on the road. You need not walk. People will take to the temple because the rush is so, you will be pushed to the temple. Similarly, just stand for Swami's work. Swami will do all other things. Swami, I will conclude with one or two prayers to Bhagavan. Swami, make us always remember that you know everything. You are omnipresent, omniscient and omnipotent. This happened in Swami's room. When Bhagavan was inside the room, there was a talk outside between some senior students and teachers. They were discussing only one point, whether Swami can read all the letters that Bhagavan is receiving every day. One of the teachers said, impossible. Swami cannot read all the letters. Then the teacher went to Swami's room. Swami was reading the letters. All the letters were on Swami's table. Swami asked the teacher, have you got any doubt? Teacher said, I have no doubt. Bhagavan said, in front of God, you should tell the truth. You should not lie. Then the teacher said, yes, Swami. We were discussing whether Swami can read all the letters. Swami took all the letters in the divine hands, shone to the teacher and asked the teacher to take any letter of his choice. He took one letter. Swami said, go to that corner and read that letter. He read the letter. When he came back, opened the cover, read the letter. When he came back, Swami said, is it not that letter from Mr. Upadhyaya? And Swami told the teacher each and every part of the letter, content of that letter. Swami, this is our prayer, Swami. Make us all, bless us to have this awareness that Swami knows everything. Second prayer, Bhagavan. One day, Swami was giving his divine discourse in Vrindavan. In the course of that discourse, one devotee was there. He wants to drink water thirsty. He came out of the hall. After drinking the water, when he entering Sai Ramesh hall, Swami was telling, he is yet to enter the hall, but Bhagavan was telling, all the devotees sitting here are good devotees. He felt awfully bad. He went outside to drink a glass of water, and now Swami says, all the devotees who are sitting in the hall are good. On that day, he decided to become a Sevadal. Worked hard, did so much seva, waited for 15 years to get a word from Bhagavan that you are a devotee. At last, after 15 years, he was called for a group interview. Swami asked them, have you got any questions to ask? This devotee asked Bhagavan, waiting for 15 years, he asked Swami, Swami, I am a devotee. Bhagavan said, no. This devotee became so upset. Then Bhagavan said, Bangaru, now you are thinking just like me. Now you are speaking just like me. And now you are acting just like me. Bangaru, now you are not a devotee. You are me. Me, Swami himself. Swami, beloved Bhagavan, our second prayer is this, Swami. Make us, bless us to this level of awareness. I will conclude with the last prayer. One day Swami was, after darshan, Swami was coming to the veranda. One Australian devotee was standing there, very tall and very stout, 6.5 feet height. To that extent, he was stout also. He was stand, when Swami was coming, he got up from his chair. Swami asked him, what do you want? The devotee said, Bhagavan, I want to merge in you. Swami said, you are very big. I am very small. How you can merge in me? Then Swami said, if you want to merge in me, be like me. Swami, the prayer is this, Swami, make all of us like Bhagwan himself. കേരളത്തിന് വന്ന സഹോദരി സഹോദരന്മാരോട് എനിക്കുള്ള പ്രാർത്ഥന ഇതാണ്. ഭഗവാന്റെ മുമ്പിൽ നിന്നുകൊണ്ട് സ്വാമി നമുക്ക് ഒരുപാടൊരുപാട് തന്നു. 6 ദിവസങ്ങളിൽ ഒരുപാട് അനുഗ്രഹം സ്വാമി നമ്മളിൽ ചൊരിഞ്ഞു. പക്ഷെ ഭഗവാൻ പറയാറുണ്ട്, എപ്പോഴാണോ ഞാൻ നിനക്ക് കൂടുതൽ തരുന്നത്, നിന്നിൽ നിന്ന് ഞാൻ കൂടുതൽ പ്രതീക്ഷിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കും. സ്വാമി ഹസ് ഗിവൺ എ ലോട്ട് ഡ്യൂറിംഗ് ദീസ് 6 ഡേയ്സ്. And Bhagwan used to remind us, when I give you more, I expect more from you. What we have to do is spend our life totally for Swami's work. Every second in our life should be purified, spiritualized by involving fully in his divine mission. Swami, we pray for thy blessing so that we can reach to thy expectations. Jai Sai Ram. Of course we know that wisdom is a latecomer. I have got a very, very important duty to announce. It is a prayer. Swami has blessed throughout, not only this 6 days, every time, but you know, these are the most holiest days in our life. Beloved Bhagwan, it is our heartfelt prayer, Swami, bless all of us with thy nectarine divine discourse. Jai Sai Ram.
హిరణ్యకశిపుని కుమారుడు ప్రహ్లాదుడు.
ప్రహ్లాద ఇస్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ హిరణ్యకశిపు.
ప్రహ్లాదుని కుమారుడు విరోచనుడు.
విరోచన ఇస్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద.
విరోచన యొక్క కుమారుడే ఈనాడు మనం పర్వదినం చేసుకుంటున్నటువంటి బలి చక్రవర్తి.
ఎంపరర్ బలి ఇస్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ విరోచన.
ఆ వంశం అంతా కూడాను పరమ త్యాగ స్వరూపమై వచ్చినటువంటిది.
ది ఎంటైర్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
త్యాగ మూర్తులు.
దే ఆర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
ఆనంద ప్రియులు.
దే లవ్ బ్లిస్.
అట్టి వంశం నుంచి పరంపరంగా వస్తుండేటువంటిది.
దే బిలాంగ్ టు దట్ నోబుల్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
విరోచనుడు కూడా తన రాజ్య పరిపాలన సమయం లోపల ఎంతనో త్యాగం చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు. ప్రజా సౌకర్యమే తన యొక్క సౌకర్యము.
విరోచన ప్రొవైడెడ్ ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ కన్వీనియన్స్ అండ్ కంఫర్ట్స్ టు హిస్ సబ్జెక్ట్స్.
మినిస్టర్ చెప్పాడు.
ద మినిస్టర్ సెడ్
జనసేవనే జనార్దన సేవ అని.
సర్వీస్ టు హ్యుమానిటీ సర్వీస్ టు గాడ్.
ఆ శక్తిని ఆనాడు విరోచనుడు చేశాడు.
ది సేమ్ థింగ్ ఇస్ డన్ బై విరోచన.
తదుపరి విరోచని కుమారుడైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ బలి చక్రవర్తి కూడా చేశాడు.
ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఇస్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ఎంపరర్ బలి.
ఈ ప్రహ్లాద విషయం చాలా వరకు కూడాను పిల్లలకు తెలియాలి.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ సర్టన్లీ నో అబౌట్ ప్రహ్లాద.
క్యారెక్టర్ అంటే ఒక ప్రహ్లాదుడికి తెలుసు.
ప్రహ్లాద స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ క్యారెక్టర్.
ఒకానొక సమయంలో
ఎట్ వన్ టైం
ప్రహ్లాదుని ఓడించి
ప్రహ్లాద
స్వర్గానంతా ఇంద్రుడు అనుభవిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
అండ్ ది హోల్ హెవెన్ వాజ్ ఎంజాయిడ్ బై ఇంద్ర.
తిరిగి తిరిగి ఇంద్రుని జయించి
అండ్ హీ కాంక్వర్డ్
ప్రహ్లాదుడు ఈ స్వర్గాన్ని అనుభవిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
అండ్ హీ టు వాజ్ రూలింగ్ దిస్ హెవెన్.
ఈ ఇంద్రుడు చాలా చిక్కిపోయాడు, బాధపడ్డాడు.
ఇంద్ర లాస్ట్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్, ఫెల్ట్ వెరీ.
పురోహితుడిని పోయి పోలాడు.
అండ్ హీ ప్రేడ్ టు పురోహిత్.
స్వామి
స్వామి
తిరిగి నా రాజ్యం వచ్చి రావడానికి ఏది కారణం?
హౌ ఆమ్ ఐ
ఒక మార్గం బోధించమన్నాడు.
హౌ ఆమ్ ఐ టు గెట్ బ్యాక్ మై కింగ్డమ్, టెల్ మీ ద పాత్.
ఇప్పుడు విశ్వజిత్ అనేటువంటి యజ్ఞం చేస్తున్నాడు ప్రహ్లాదుడు.
ప్రహ్లాద ఇస్ కండక్టింగ్ ఏ యజ్ఞ బై నేమ్ విశ్వజిత్.
ఆ విశ్వజిత్ యజ్ఞంలో కోరిన వారికంతా దానమిస్తాడు.
హీ విల్ ఆఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్ దట్ యు ఆస్క్ ఫర్.
ఈ సమయాన్ని చూసుకుని నీ వెళ్ళి అక్కడికి అన్నాడు.
వాచ్ దిస్ టైమ్ అండ్ గో దేర్.
ఆ ఇంద్రుడు బ్రాహ్మణ వేషం ధరించాడు.
ఇంద్ర హస్ టేకెన్ అపాన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ.
ప్రహ్లాదుని దగ్గరికి వెళ్ళాడు.
హీ వెంట్ టు ప్రహ్లాద.
అయ్యో బ్రాహ్మణులు వచ్చారని ఆ ప్రహ్లాదు రండి దయచేయండి మీకేం కావాలి అని కోరాడు.
ప్రహ్లాద వెల్కమ్ హిమ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యు వాంట్.
ఆ యొక్క బ్రహ్మదేవుని యొక్క తత్వం కనుకుని ఆ ఇంద్రుడు కోరాడు, నాకు నీ శీలం కావాలి అన్నాడు.
ఇంద్ర ఆస్క్ ఐ వాంట్ యువర్ క్యారెక్టర్.
నా క్యారెక్టర్తో నువ్వేం చేయగలవు? దానివల్ల నీకు వచ్చిన ఉపయోగం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఇస్ ద ప్రాఫిట్ దట్ యుల్ గెట్ యుల్ మేక్ విత్ మై క్యారెక్టర్?
అదంతా నీకు అక్కర్లేదు, అడగమన్నావు నేను అడిగాను.
Don't consider anything you wanted me to ask, I asked.
ఆ క్యారెక్టర్ తో నాకు అవసరమో కాదో నీకు చెప్పనక్కర్లేదు.
Whether what I am going to do with your character, don't bother about it.
నీ విషయం యాగ్యం లోపల అడిగిన వారికంత దానం ఇవ్వటమే నీ కర్తవ్యం.
Your duty is to offer anything that's asked for.
కనుక నేను అడిగాను, ఇచ్చేస్తావా ఇవ్వవా?
I asked, are you prepared to give or not?
ఇచ్చాలని దారబోసాడు.
He said he sacrificed his character.
ఒక 5 నిమిషాల లోపలే,
within 5 minutes,
ఈ ప్రహ్లాదు నుండి ఒక జ్యోతి బయలుదేరిపోయింది.
అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద దేర్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఎ బ్రిలియంట్ లైట్.
ఆ జ్యోతిని చూచాడు ప్రహ్లాదు.
ప్రహ్లాద సో దట్ లైట్.
ఎవరు నీవు నా నుంచి వచ్చావు?
హు ఆర్ యూ హు హస్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మీ?
ఆ యొక్క జ్యోతి నమస్కారం చేసి,
అండ్ దిస్ లైట్ డిడ్
ప్రహ్లాద,
ప్రహ్లాద
నేను నీ యొక్క క్యారెక్టర్.
I am your character.
ఇంతకాలం నీలో నేనుండినాను.
సో లాంగ్ ఐ మీ విత్ యూ.
నీ కీర్తి ప్రతిష్టంతా కూడా అభివృద్ధి గావించాను.
ఐఎమ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ యువర్ రెప్యుటేషన్.
ఈనాడు నన్ను మరొకరికి దారబోస్తున్నావు.
నౌ యు ఆర్ ఆఫరింగ్ మీ టు సమ్వన్ ఎల్స్.
నేను వెళ్లిపోతున్నాను అన్నాడు.
దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐఎమ్ లీవింగ్ యూ.
ఈ క్యారెక్టర్ ఎప్పుడు ఆ యొక్క ఇంద్రుడితో బయలుదేరినో మరి 5 నిమిషాల లోపలే ఇంకొక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక సుందరమైనటువంటి ఒక వరుడు వచ్చి చేరాడు. అనగా గొప్ప తేజవంతుడైనటువంటి వాడు బయట వచ్చాడు.
ద మూమెంట్ క్యారెక్టర్ లెఫ్ట్ ప్రహ్లాద, దేర్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ద నెక్స్ట్ ఎ బ్రిలియంట్ ఫామ్, ఎ రేడియంట్ ఫామ్.
చూచాడు ప్రహ్లాద్.
ప్రహ్లాద వాచ్డ్.
ఎవరు మీరు రాజా?
హి సెడ్, ఓ కింగ్, హూ ఆర్ యు?
మీరు ఎవరు చక్రవర్తిగా ఉంటున్నారే.
యు సీమ్ టు బి ఎన్ ఎంపరర్.
ప్రహ్లాద,
ప్రహ్లాద
నేను నీ కీర్తిని అన్నాడు.
హి సెడ్, ఐ యామ్ యువర్ రెప్యుటేషన్.
క్యారెక్టర్ లేనప్పుడు నేను కీర్తిని ఇక్కడ ఉండి ప్రయోజనం లేదు. ఇంతకాలం నేను క్యారెక్టర్ సేవ చేసుకుంటూ ఉన్నాను. venue.
So long there is character in you, I can remain with you, name and fame. When once character left,
point kaduka nenu kirtini athanto paate vellipothunnanu.
Since character left you, I am also following.
Tarvata konsep nilchadu.
He stood still for some time.
Mari kontha sepuku oka sundaramainatu oka stree athan nunchi bayal deruchi.
Later a beautiful form of a woman came out of him.
Chetulu muttadu cherchadu. Talli meer evaru?
With folded hands he prayed to her, mother, who are you?
ప్రహ్లాద,
ప్రహ్లాద
క్యారెక్టర్ కీర్తి పోయింది, ఈ రెండు పోయిన తర్వాత నేను రాజ్యలక్ష్మిని, రాజ్యలక్ష్మిని.
క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ రెప్యుటేషన్ హ్యావ్ లెఫ్ట్ యూ అండ్ ది కింగ్డమ్.
కనుకనే నేను రాజ్యలక్ష్మిని కూడా నేను వెళ్లిపోతున్నాను అన్నాడు.
దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐఎమ్ ద వెల్త్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ కింగ్డమ్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో లీవింగ్.
సులభంగా ఇంద్రుడు రాజ్యలక్ష్మిని తీసుకుని పోయాడు.
అండ్ ఇంద్ర easily could pick up this wealth of
ప్రహ్లాదుడు రాజ్యభ్రష్టుడైపోయాడు.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ ప్రహ్లాద లాస్ట్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్.
చూశారు, ఒక్క క్యారెక్టర్ లోపలనే కీర్తి, రాజ్యలక్ష్మి, సంపద సర్వము అక్కడే ఉంటుండాలి.
Therefore wherever there is character,
అందుకోసమే భగవంతుడు సదైశ్వర్య సంపన్నుడు అన్నారు.
సో గాడ్ హెస్ గాట్ ఆల్ దిస్
ఐశ్వర్యము, ధర్మము, యశస్సు, సంపద, జ్ఞానము, వైరాగ్యము, ఈ ఆరు కూడాను ఒక్క దైవత్వంతో కూడినటువంటివి.
Therefore God has all the attributes, the wealth, the righteousness, the name and fame, the prosperity and the wisdom.
ఎప్పుడు ఈ క్యారెక్టర్ పోతుందో ఈ ఆరు కూడాను అంతర్ధానం అయిపోతాయి.
The moment character leaves you, the rest falls.
ఏమిటి మన ఐశ్వర్యము?
What is my wealth?
జ్ఞానైశ్వర్యము.
It is the wealth of wisdom. The wealth of
ఐశ్వర్యము.
The wealth of
ధర్మైశ్వర్యము.
Wealth of righteousness.
ఐశ్వర్యం అంతా ఈ విధంగా ఉంటాయి.
These are all forms of wisdom.
కనుకనే ప్రహ్లాదుడు అంత గొప్ప శీల పురుషుడు.
Therefore ప్రహ్లాద ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్.
ఆ విధంగా ఇంద్రుడు తక్షణమే అప్పుడు ప్రహ్లాదుడు వివాహం ఆడాడు.
It was only at that time Prahlada married.
అప్పుడే ఆ ప్రహ్లాదునకు ఈ విరోచనుడు అనే కుమారుడు పుట్టాడు.
Then he had a son by name విరోచన.
ఈ విధంగా తీసుకుంటే ఆధ్యాత్మిక అంతరార్థంలో ఎంత గొప్ప ఉంటుండాలో ఈ యొక్క క్యారెక్టర్ తత్వాన్ని చక్కగా విచారం చేసుకోవాలి.
In spiritual parlance, the character has got inner significance.
ఈ ఒక్క క్యారెక్టర్ దైవమునకు తప్ప ఎవరికి మనం దారపోయకూడదు.
This character must be offered to God and none else.
Endukante daivamu nishwartha swarupudu.
Because God is selfless.
Ee paramaatmudu ee vidhamainatundi yokka karya nimittamu aashinchetundi vaadu kaadu.
God does not expect anything in return.
Swarthamu saprayojanamu lenatundi vaadu daivam okkade kaani inga jagatlo andarki swarthamu saprayojanam undi.
God is the only one who is selfless, whereas in this world everyone has got selfishness.
ఒక తల్లైన కూడాను తన రక్తాన్ని బట్టి బిడ్డను ప్రేమిస్తుంది.
mother loves because of body relationship, blood relation.
Tandre ina kudanu tana desha sambandhamainatundi vaadu kanukane tandre premistunnadu.
Father loves because of body connection, relationship.
Bhagavantunaku ye relationship ledu.
But God has no such relationship.
Heart to heart, love to love.
It is only connection heart to heart, love to love.
Yetti swarthanni kudanu aashinchetundi vaadu kaadu.
He has no trace of selfishness whatsoever.
Atti daivaniki maatrame arpitam kavali.
So we have to offer ourselves to such God.
Itti satyanityamainatundi yokka prabodhanu aanadu bali chakravarti chaadutu poyadu.
Therefore emperor Bali propagated these eternal true principles.
Matru devo bhava, pitru devo bhava, acharya devo bhava, aditi devo bhava ani enta varaku chepparu. తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు.
టు వాట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ దే సెడ్ మదర్ ఇస్ గాడ్, ఫాదర్ ఇస్ గాడ్, టీచర్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
కైక తనకు ప్రియమైనటువంటి ఒక రామచంద్రుణ్ణి అరణ్యానికి పంపించి తనకు పట్టాభిషేకం కట్టాలని చెప్పినని దురుద్దేశం తోపల ఇంత రామచంద్రునికి బాధ కలిగించింది అది. కనుకనే నా తల్లిని నేను ముఖం కూడా చూడను అన్నాడు భరతుడు.
Bharata said, my mother Kaika is responsible for Rama being sent into the exile and with a bad desire to make me the king, and she has put Rama to suffering.
Daivani talli talliya.
Can she be a mother who betrayed God? No.
Talli ayinappatikini oka daiva visham lopala taanu viruddhamaina marganiki vaste talli leena telinchavachchu.
If anyone comes in the way between you and God, you can give up your mother.
Inka tandri.
Then father.
హిరణ్యకశిపుడు,
ఫాదర్ హిరణ్య,
నిరంతరం కూడా నువ్వు ప్రహ్లాదుడు ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ 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 స్మరిస్తూ ఉన్నటువంటి కుమారుణ్ణి అనేక రకములుగా నారాయణ నామానికి స్మరించకూడదని విరుద్ధంగా ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
ఫాదర్ హిరణ్యకశిపు wanted Prahlada not to chant the name of God because Prahlada was repeating God's name.
Tandrinaina nenu vadaltani kani narayanu nenu vadalanu annadu.
Prahlada said, I'll be away from my father, but I'll never give up God's name.
Kanukane pitru aneetundi vaani kuda nu tyajinchesesi daivani smarinchadu Prahladudu.
So one can leave father for that matter.
Inka guruvu,
then preceptor,
adi bali chakravarti,
that is bali chakravarti.
Daivaniki nenu emaina istanu kani guruvaina sare nenu tyajisthanu annadu.
I am prepared to sacrifice anything for God.
Daivam kosam emaina tyagam cheyavachunu.
One can sacrifice anything for God.
Tulasidasu kalamlo anetundi bhakta meera.
Meera is contemporary of Tulasidas.
ఆ వయసులో ఆ యొక్క సంబంధం ఉండేటువంటిది.
అండ్ దట్ వాజ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఎట్ దోస్ టైమ్స్.
ఒకనాడు రాణా నీవు నా మందిరం వదిలిపెట్టి పోమన్నది.
రాణా హాస్ డ్రివెన్ హర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్యాలెస్.
పతియే దైవము,
ద హస్బెండ్ ఇస్ గాడ్,
పతియే నా గతి,
అండ్ హీస్ మై డెస్టినీ.
అలాంటి పరిస్థితి లోపల పతిని ఏ రీతిగా నేను వదలటం?
హౌ కెన్ ఐ లీవ్ హిమ్?
ఇది సందేహం వచ్చింది.
షీ డౌటెడ్.
ద్వారకకు పోయే ముందుగా ఇది ఏ విధంగా పరిహారం కావాలి?
బిఫోర్ రీచింగ్ ద్వారక, హౌ టు సాల్వ్ దిస్ ప్రాబ్లం?
రాజభటులతో ఒక్కరిని పంపించింది తులసిదాస్ దగ్గరికి.
షీ సెంట్ ఎ మెసేజ్.
చిత్రకూట పర్వతం పైన ఉన్నాడు తులసిదాస్.
అట్ దట్ టైమ్ తులసిదాస్ వాస్ ఆన్ ది మౌంటైన్ టాప్ ఆఫ్ చిత్రకూట. షీ సెంట్ ఎ మెసేజ్.
స్వామి,
స్వామి,
నేను ఈ పరిస్థితిలో ఏమి చేయటం మంచిది?
ఇన్ ద ప్రజెంట్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్ వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ డూ?
భర్తను త్యజించడమా లేక దైవాన్ని జయించడమా?
ఈజ్ ఇట్ లీవ్ మై హస్బెండ్ ఆర్ లీవ్ గాడ్?
అప్పుడు ఆయన చెప్పి పంపించాడు.
దెన్ తులసిదాస్ సెంట్ మెసేజ్.
ఇలాంటి భక్తలు ఎన్ని జన్మములో ఎన్ని జన్మములో ఎన్ని జన్మముల నుంచినో భర్తలు వస్తున్నారు, భార్యలు వస్తున్నారు, పోతున్నారు.
యూ మైట్ హ్యాడ్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ హస్బెండ్స్ ఇన్ ది పాస్ట్ లైవ్స్, వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద అదర్,
మెనీ లైవ్స్. కానీ గాడ్ ఎన్ని జన్మములైనా ఒక్కడే.
బట్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ మెనీ లైవ్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ హ్యాడ్.
కనుక నీవు భర్తనైనా త్యజించు, కానీ దైవాన్ని మాత్రం త్యజించవద్దు.
యూ సాక్రిఫైస్, బీ రెడీ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ యువర్ హస్బెండ్, బట్ నెవర్ గివ్ అప్ గాడ్.
వార్తను వినింది.
షీ హర్డ్ దట్ మెసేజ్.
చెల్లోరేమున్,
లెట్ ద మైండ్ గో.
చెల్లోరేమున్ గంగా జమునా తీర్, చెల్లోరేమున్.
లెట్ దిస్ మైండ్
ఏ ప్రయాణకు పోదామని, ఆ ప్రయాణకు ఏ టికెట్ బుక్ చేసుకోవాలని ఏమి పెట్టుకోలేదు. గంగా జమునా తీర్, చెల్లోరేమున్.
షీ హాస్ నాట్ గాన్ టు ఈ
ప్రయాణ. రెండింటి యొక్క స్థానమే భూమధ్య స్థానం. ఈ భూమధ్య స్థానమే యమునా తీర.
ద ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ మర్జర్ ఆఫ్ ఇడా అండ్ పింగళ ఈజ్ ద ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ మర్జర్ ఆఫ్ ది టూ సేక్రెడ్ రివర్స్.
Nirmala Pani.
The pure waters of the sacred river.
Sitala Hota Sarir Chellore Man Chellore Man Ganga Yamuna Atir Chellore Man.
O mind, go to that area of Ganga and Yamuna, the shores along there.
Moramakuta Pitambara Subi Kundala Rajata Seril Chellore Man. Hey man, Chellore Man Ganga Yamuna Atir.
Oh my.
Ganga, Yamuna, irrenditki theorem, adhe, Prayaga.
The Prayaga is the meeting place of Ganga, Yamuna. Oh my.
It is Rechakamo, it is Purakamo, it is Kumbakamo. Rechakapurak Kumbam Kriyoka, Saname, Prayaga Stanamo.
The place of Prayaga is the place of withholding the breath there.
Alanti Vitiga, Chagam Chesindi, Meera.
That is the sacrifice of Meera.
కనుకనే దైవానికి విరుద్ధమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో ఎవరొచ్చి చెప్పినప్పటికీ ఏమాత్రం మనం వదలకూడదు.
ఎనీవన్ మే సే ఎనీథింగ్ బట్ నెవర్ గివ్ అప్ గాడ్.
ఆకాశం నెత్తిపైన కూలినప్పటికీ సరే ఏమైనా కానీ దైవం నేను వదలను.
ది హోల్ ఫర్మమెంట్ స్కై మే ఫాల్ ఆన్ యువర్ హెడ్ బట్ నెవర్ గివ్ అప్ గాడ్.
అగ్నిని చేతిలో పట్టుకుని మండుతున్నప్పటికీ సరే దైవాన్ని నీవు వదలకూడదు.
Doesn't matter even if there is fire on hand, burning all
around. Earth
may be transmuted into the sky and the sky into earth, but never give
up. Ante paristhiti endene kodanu daivam yokka vishwasanni matramu nirantaram gattiga untundala.
Under any circumstances, hold on to God with strong faith.
Ah, vishwasame nijamainatunte raksha.
That faith will protect you.
దైవం యొక్క బలం ఎంత బలము?
వాట్ ఇస్ ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఇన్ ది డివినిటీ?
భుజ బలం,
ద ఫిజికల్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్,
మంచి బుద్ధి బలం గున్నా,
అండ్ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్.
దైవ బలము లేక దాసుడగు.
వితౌట్ ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ వన్ బికమ్స్ ఎ స్లేవ్.
కర్ణుడంతటి వాడు,
సచ్ ఎ మైటీ కర్ణ,
కడపటికి ఏమయ్యే,
వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ టు హిమ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ?
కర్ణుడంతటి వాడు,
సచ్ ఎ కర్ణ,
కడపటికి ఏమయ్యే,
వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ టు హిమ్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్?
వినుడు భారతీయ వీరసుతుడా,
ఓ వాలియంట్
భారతీయ వీరసుతుడా,
ఓ వాలియంట్ సన్ ఆఫ్ భారత్, లిసన్ టు దిస్.
కనుక మన భుజబలము, బుద్ధిబలము, దేహబలము, ధనబలము, భుజబలము, జనబలము, ఈ బలములు కాదు మనకు ముఖ్యమైన బలము. దైవ బలము, ధర్మ బలము.
Therefore, it's not the physical strength, not the strength of the wealth, not the strength of the association of the people around. No, the real strength lies that on the
Lord.
You may follow any spiritual pursuit or not.
Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi.
The feeling that I am Brahman, I am Brahman.
ఈ భావాన్ని నీవు నిరంతరము స్మరించుకుంటూ పో.
Entertain this thought continuously.
బ్రహ్మవిత్ బ్రహ్మైవ భవతి, నీవే బ్రహ్మ అయిపోతావు.
The knower of the Brahman becomes Brahman himself.
నీవు లేనిపోని సంబంధాలు పెట్టుకోకు.
Don't have unnecessary relationship.
నేను నీవు ఒక్కటే, అదే దైవత్వం.
I and you are one, that is divinity.
ఆ యొక్క దైవత్వానికి మనం ప్రాపులాడాలి.
We should struggle hard to attain that.
ఎన్ని భజన చేసినా, ఎన్ని పూజలు చేసినా, ఎన్ని ధ్యానం చేసినా, ఎంత జపములు చేసినా, ఎన్ని విధమైనటువంటి యజ్ఞయాగాది కర్తవ్యం చేసినా, ఇవన్నీ కూడాను మానసిక తృప్తి కోసమే.
All the meditation, the penance and sacred rituals that we undertake only give us satisfaction.
ఈ మనసు ఎప్పుడు కూడాను చాలా చంచలమైనది.
The mind is always of wavering nature.
కనుక మనస్తృప్తి కోసం మీరు పోకూడదు.
It's not for mental satisfaction we should do.
Conscience, ఆత్మతృప్తికి నీవు ప్రయత్నించాలి.
One should satisfy one's own conscience.
కనుకని ఆ కాన్షియన్స్ ను మనం తృప్తిపరచాలి.
Therefore we should satisfy our conscience.
చిత్తము, అదే అవేర్నెస్.
That conscience is awareness.
అలాంటి పవిత్రమైన జ్ఞాన తత్వాన్ని మనం పొందాలి.
We should acquire that sacred
wisdom. సత్చిత్ ఆనందం.
సత్చిత్ ఆనందం.
సత్తే బీయింగ్.
సత్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్.
చిత్ ఇస్ అవేర్నెస్.
చిత్ ఇస్ అవేర్నెస్.
రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం ఆనందం.
కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది టూ ఇస్ బ్లిస్ ఆనంద.
కనుక దానిని మనం నిరంతరం స్మరిస్తూ రావాలి.
Therefore we should think of that divinity.
దానిని నిరంతరము మనం భజిస్తూ రావాలి.
We should always chant its glory.
భజన వినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. హరి భజన వినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. హరి నామ వినా ఆనంద నహి. హరి నామ
On this auspicious day of Onam, we'll now be offering a devotional music program at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. The musical offering will be led by Sri Ramesh Sadashiva from Paravur district, Kerala. Sri Ramesh received his training in Carnatic classical music from Sri Raja Rao and Pandit Firoz Dastur. He is currently taking care of cultural activities of Amruta Institute of Medical Sciences, Kochi, as the assistant manager for cultural affairs. He came into Swami's fold at the tender age of 8, way back in 1972. An ardent devotee of Bhagwan and a music composer, he was also the joint bhajan in charge for the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization's State of Kerala. This evening, he'll be accompanied by Sri Suresh on violin, Sri Satyajit on guitar, Sri Arun Das on harmonium, Sri Sai Prasad on keyboard, Sri Girish Sahai and Sri Girdhar on tabla, Sri Madhu on dholak, Sri Sriraj on djembe, Sri Prabhansh on talam, Sri Jay Kumar, Sri Arun, Srimati Rashmi, Srimati Rajashri and Kumari Roshni will be assisting as vocal support. Please welcome Sri Ramesh Sadashiva and his team of fellow musicians. Sai Ram.
வக்ரத்துண்ட மகாகாய சூர்யகோடி சூர்யகோடி சமப்பிரபா நிர்விக்னம் குரு நிர்விக்னம் குரு சர்வ காரியேஷு சர்வதா பிரதமகணபதிம் பிரணமாம்யகம் பிரதமகணபதிம் பிரணமாம்யகம் பிரதமகணபதிம் பார்வதி பிரியசுத பஜாம்யஹம் பார்வதி பிரியசுத பார்வதி பிரியசுத பஜாம்யஹம் பார்வதி பிரியசுத பஜாம்யஹம் பிரதம கணபதிம் பிரணமாம்யஹம் பிரதம கணபதிம் பிரணமாம்யஹம் பார்வதி பிரியசுத பஜாம்யஹம் பார்வதி பிரியசுத பஜாம்யஹம் பிரதம கணபதிம் பிரணமாம்யஹம் அஸ்வத்தமூல வாச அஸ்வத்தமூல வாச அஸ்வத்த மூலவாச தேவாதி தேவ சித்தி விநாயக ஹே சுபதாயக சித்தி விநாயக ஹே சுபதாயக பக்த பிரியம் தாயி பக்த பிரியம் பக்த பிரியம் భవభయనాశనో భక్తప్రియో భయనాశనో వందేయహం గణనాయకం వందేయహం గణనాయకం ప్రథమ గణపతిం ప్రణమామ్యహం పార్వతి ప్రియసుత భజామ్యహం ప్రథమ గణపతిం ప్రణమామ్యహం శివ నందన సదాశివ నందన సకల విఘ్నహర సదాశివ నందన సకల విఘ్నహర విద్యా బుద్ధి ప్రదాయక సదాశివ నందన సకల విఘ్నహర విద్యా బుద్ధి ప్రదాయక మూలాధారవాస నాద నాద భావలయదాయకం మాదప్రియం భావలయదాయకం స్మరామ్యహం వినాయకం స్మరామ్యహం వినాయకం ప్రథమ గణపతిం ప్రణమామ్యహం పార్వతి ప్రియసుత భజామ్యహం ప్రథమ గణపతిం ప్రథమ గణపతిం ప్రథమ గణపతిం ప్రణమామ్యహం
చిదానందకందం జగత్ సంభవస్థాన సంహారహే తుం స్వభక్తేచ్ఛయా మానుషం దర్శయంతం నమామీశ్వరం సద్గురుం సాయినాథం. సాయిష చరితం ఆనంద భరితం సాయిష చరితం ఆనంద భరితం ఆర్తత్రాణ పరాయణ ఆర్తత్రాణ పరాయణ నరనారాయణ బాలయ పరిపాలయ సాయిష చరితం ఆనంద భరితం ఆర్తత్రాణ పరాయణ నరనారాయణ బాలయ పరిపాలయ సాయిష చరితం ఆనంద భరితం. అనామయన భయత మాధవం శివకరం శ్రుతజననాయకం మాయామయి అనామయన భయత మాధవం శివకరం శ్రుతజననాయకం శిర్దీలవదరిచ్చు పర్తి పరిణమిచ్చు ശിർദിയിലവതരിച്ചു പർത്തിയിൽ പരിണമിച്ച വിശ്വവിജയമാചരിച്ചു മാനവ സേവ ത്യാഗപരായണ നരനാരായണ ബാലയ പാലയ സായിഷ ചരിതം ആനന്ദ ഭരിതം ആർത്തത്രാണ പരായണ നരനാരായണ ബാലയ പരിപാലയ സായിഷ ചരിതം ആനന്ദ ഭരിതം. సుకృత పరమభినవముదారం సమానరహితం కృపాముఖలితం విమోహనం విరాజనం జయ సాయిష
చరితం ఆనందభరితం ఆతత్రాణ పరాయణ నరనారాయణ బాలయ పరిపాలయ సాగీశ చరితం ఆనందభరితం.
ചാർത്തു ഞാനോർത്തു പോകും ഹരിനാമ കീർത്തനം ഉണരും പുലരി തിരുവാഗ ചാർത്തു ഞാനോർത്തു പോകും ഒരു പിളി എങ്ങാനും കാണുമ്പോഴവിടുത്തേ ഒരു പിളി എങ്ങാനും കാണുമ്പോഴവിടുത്തേ തിരുമുടി കൺമുന്നിൽ മിന്നിമായും തിരുമുടി കൺമുന്നിൽ മിന്നിമായും ഒരു നേരമെങ്കിലും കാണാതെ വയ്യന്റെ ഗുരുവായൂരപ്പാതിൽ ദിവ്യരൂപം എത്തിടുമോർമകൾ അവതരിപ്പിക്കുന്നു കൃഷ്ണനാട്ടം അകതാരിലാർക്കുവാൻ എത്തിടുമോർമകൾ അവതരിപ്പിക്കുന്നു കൃഷ്ണനാട്ടം ഹടിയന്റെ മുൻപിലും എപ്പോഴും മായാതെ അടിയന്റെ മുൻപിലും എപ്പോഴും മായാതെ അവതാര കൃഷ്ണനിൽ കള്ളനോട്ടം അവതാര കൃഷ്ണനിൽ കള്ളനോട്ടം ഒരു നേരമെങ്കിലും കാണാതെ വയ്യന്റെ ഗുരുവായൂരപ്പാതിരൂപം ഒരു മാത്രയെങ്കിലും കേൾക്കാതെ വയ്യ നിൻമുരളി പൊളിക്കുന്ന ഗാനാലാപം പൊഴിക്കുന്നാലാപം ഒരു നേരമെങ്കിലും കാണാതെ വയ്യന്റെ ഗുരുവായൂരപ്പാതിരൂപം
നീരായി കാണുവതാരിലായി வரும் காணணி.
సర్వరూపధరం చందం సర్వనామధరం శివం సచ్చిదానంద రూపం అద్వైతం సత్యం శివం సుందరం. నయ్యా నారాయణ నిండే నామంగ పాడానల్లాదే నావెంది నయ్యా నారాయణ నిండే నామంగ పాడానల్లాదే మిళియెంది నయ్యా మనమోహన రూపం కాణానల్ల ఈశ్వర పర్తీశ్వర పరమేశ్వర సర్వేశ్వర ఈశ్వర పర్తీశ్వర పరమేశ్వర సర్వేశ్వర నావెంది నయ్య నారాయణ నిండే నామంగ పాడానల్ల కరం ఎందినయ్య కరుణాకరాతిరు పద సేవ చెయ్యానల్లాదే కరం ఎందినయ్య కరుణాకరాతిరు పద సేవ చెయ్యానల్లాదే పర్తీశ్వర సర్వేశ్వర పరమేశ్వర ఈశ్వర పర్తీశ్వర పరమేశ్వర కరం ఎంది నయ్యా కా
செந்தினைய கனகாம்பர திரு கத கேட்டு கழிவா நல்லாடே காதெந்தினைய கனகாம்பர திரு கத கேட்டு கழிவா நல்லாடே அழல் சோஷண சாய் கழதெந்தினையா அழல் சோஷண திரு வழி கண்டு போகல்ல பத்தீஸ்வரா பரமேஸ்வரா சர்வேஸ்வரா ஈஸ்வரா பத்தீஸ்வரா பரமேஸ்வரா காதெந்தினைய திருச்சரணத்தில் சேரானல்லாது வாழ்வெந்தினையா வாகீஸ்வரா திருச்சரிதத்தில் அலியானலாதே வாழ்வெந்தினையா வாகீஸ்வரா திருச்சரிதத்தில் அலியானலாதே ஈஸ்வரா பத்தீஸ்வரா பரமேஸ்வரா சர்வேஸ்வரா ஈஸ்வரா பத்தீஸ்வரா பரமேஸ்வரா சர்வேஸ்வரா உயிரெந்தினையா மனமோகனா மகிமகளோர்த்து முழுகானல்லாதே மனம் எந்தினையா மனமோகனா மகிமகளோர்த்து முழுகானல்லாதே மனமெந்தினையா பரணி தரணீஸ்வரா தர்ம கர்மங்கள் குதகானல்லாதே தனம் எந்தினையா தரணீஸ்வரா தர்ம கர்மங்கள் குதகானல்லாதே ஈஸ்வரா பர்த்தீஸ்வரா பரமேஸ்வரா சர்வேஸ்வரா ஈஸ்வரா பர்த்தீஸ்வரா பரமேஸ்வரா ஈஸ்வரா பர்த்தீஸ்வரா ஈஸ்வரா ஈஸ்வரா பர்த்தீஸ்வரா ஈஸ்வரா பர்த்தீஸ்வரா
ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ ಗಣನಾ విఘ్నేశ్వర వినాయక
జయ హో జయ హో అంజనేయ
ओम जय जगदीश हरे। శివతనాశ్రీకరా సర్వ ప్రాణపతే స్వామి సర్వ ప్రాణపతే ఆశ్రిత కల్పలతీత ఆశ్రిత కల్పలతీత ఆదర్భాదవ ఓం జయ జగదీశ ఓం జయ జగదీశ ఓంకార రూప శ్రీ సాయి మహాదేవ సత్య సాయి మహాదేవ మంగళారతి అందుకు మంగళారతి అందుకు మంగళ గీతారి ఓం జయ జగదీశ నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ
సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ జై.